Everybody wants to know, what's the shortcut? If you could teach me standing on one foot, how to daven like a chassid, of course I would daven like a chassid. Of course I would there's too many steps. There's too many details between here and there that people get discouraged. People get discouraged, they give up. So we see that in our generation, somehow, for some reason, people are not programmed so well for the traditional process of starting from the ground up, working your way step by step. So the truth is that one of the things that the Rebbe revealed to us is that there's actually a reason for that. It's not just that we're on a spiritually lower level than earlier generations, which we are in a certain way. But it's also because we're actually at a different point in the process. It's not that we don't need to do those things. It's that what we first need to do is that in our generation, it's actually because we're so close to the end of the process, the completion of the entire process, that in order for us to get ourselves together, we first need to focus on the general sense of what we're about and what we're doing. It used to be the other way around. You had the general sense and awareness, but your main focus was on growing and developing step by step, till ultimately you could actually relate to and appreciate the global sense of what Chassidus is really all about. Here, the Rebbe says, in our generation, it actually works the other way. Because we're at the completion of the global process, we need, in order for us to be able to actually master the work with all the details, without it pulling us apart into hundreds of different directions, and just getting us discouraged, what we need is actually the other way around. We need to first start with the general appreciation and understanding and consciousness of who we are, what we're about, where we're at, what it is that we're trying to accomplish, and to see that global perspective, to see how everyone and everything is all part of one global process to bring the world to its perfection, and my entire existence and the existence of everyone and everything else is to see how all of that fits into the general scheme. When a person achieves shleimus in that avoda of vayakel, then he's ready to move on to the avoda of pikudei. Then that person can actually focus on the details without the details pulling him apart and getting him to discouraged and frustrated and giving up. It's the same thing actually that applies not only in the person's individual avodah. The same thing applies when you look at the avodah of preparing the world for Mashiach, right? You look at the avodah of preparing the world for Mashiach. Why does everyone get so discouraged? We need to first have a shleimus in the avodah of understanding the general picture, of getting the general consciousness of what the whole process is about, what our whole existence is about, what the whole world is about, and only then can we be able to take that and then focus on each and every detail, each and every step in the process, and reveal in each thing its unique purpose. What's the general? The general is that everything exists. The only thing that exists in the world is God, and everything exists only to serve God, and to make the world a dira b'tachtonim. That's the general awareness, the general consciousness. The reason why the world works that way is because we're at the end of the whole process for which the world was created. The reason why the world seems to have changed, and the people who are trying to master the details are the ones who are getting stuck, and the ones who are getting overwhelmed, and the ones who are getting frustrated, and the ones who are busy running around trying to figure out how to manage their lives. Whereas the guy who is coming from a more all-inclusive place, A person with a larger view of their role in the world, their mission in the world. People with larger, find themselves with more global responsibilities, are managing a lot better. They also obviously have their own challenges. It's not like the... But they seem to be able to manage better than the guy who's just trying to struggle with the everyday details of his mundane existence. And this is because Beruchnius, as the Rebbe says, today the Avoda is Vayakir. Today the Avoda is to reveal, to connect yourself to the general, all-inclusive purpose of your existence and the general, all-inclusive role of all things in existence and how you look at all Jews and how you look at everything in existence from the perspective of this global sense and awareness of its purpose in fulfilling the divine plan. That is what enables you then, once you have the shleimus and that avoda, then you can apply it to all the details of your life. And not only that, but you'll find that the details of your life, you'll be able to manage all the details a lot better than when you were just simply being detail-oriented. And the same thing happens if you look at, even on the practical level of promoting the message to the world about the Indian of Mashiach, right? What happens? Well, we look at, there's a big world out there. There's a world of, there's a lot of Jews who are still far from Yiddishkeit. Then there's countless goyim out in the world. You look at the world, you think about what's the job of promoting a message to the world of Geula, and it just seems overwhelming. And in fact, even if you're very committed and you start working at it, and you're going to reach this number of people, you're going to reach that number of people, you're going to... You know, and then over time, people start drifting away. People start, it's hard to manage, and it's hard to juggle, and it's hard to... So eventually, you either you're very committed and you're very devoted, and you have some success, but all on a very small scale. You know, one person here and one person there, right? It's all one person at a time, right? That's how basically you reach people. Sure, you could try to do some general advertising, some general, but for the most part, the work is reaching one person at a time. Same thing, promoting Yiddishkeit, promoting Mashiach and Geula. So you can enjoy some success in that area, or you can become very frustrated and overwhelmed and just give up. But either way, you're either a successful on a small scale, relative to what you started, you may be reached quite a number of people, or you just end up giving up and throwing in the towel. Then there are those who say, the other way, we need to get the message to the whole world, we need to get the message to the whole world, how am I going to get to the whole world? All they think about is the whole world. And that also looks impossible, so what happens is eventually, it sounds good, it sounds exciting, this message, we need to reach the whole world. But we don't know how to reach the whole world, so basically what happens is, more or less, also either give up or just focus on some small area where you can have an influence. The idea is to merge the two. Yes, you need to see the global picture, you absolutely need to see the sense that this is something that everybody needs, every single person needs to get the message, needs to understand the message, and appreciate the message, and relate to the message. And yeah, the whole world is also made up of a lot of individual people, and you have to find different ways to get the message to different people. Just like you would if you have, if your product is Coca-Cola. Okay, if you practice Coca-Cola, you got to figure out how to get the message to as many people and as many different ways as possible. But when you're coming from a position where you're already established, right? Coca-Cola is already an established company. with a global business. So you'll figure out a way how to get the details. That's what you hire the right people, you do the right thing. Once you're there already, you know how to get you'll work it out. The problem is that it's very hard to put yourself there when you're not actually there. The difference between being there and not being there is not always if you have the whole infrastructure in place. The difference between being there and not being there is where are you in your head? How do you see the world? How do you relate to the world? How do you relate to yourself? How do you see yourself and what your mission is and what you're capable of? So this is really not just a local message that the Rebbe is giving about a local individual approach. It applies to all things. It applies talking to you the same thing. If you want to be serious about your learning, if you want to be serious about your davening, if you want to be serious about the chenuch of your children, if you want to be serious about the... Yes, you have to have a general sense. You have to fully and completely grasp this general awareness and consciousness of what your general goals and plans are, and from within that place, then actually work out all the details. So just to.